Blog Talk Radio.
Able to unbend or lift up.
Luke states that when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, "Woman, you are loosed of your weakness or infirmity." And then he laid his hands upon her, and she immediately became upright and glorified God. There are three elements or points, if you will, that must be noticed. One, she was within the synagogue on the Sabbath when Jesus was teaching. She was in the right place at the right time. She was in the place where the Word of God was being taught by God the Word. Two, he saw her. He saw her with complete, accurate, intuitive awareness or perception. His look was diagnostic. He observed her unusual condition. He saw her as a unique individual, not as someone who had extraordinary fault or extraordinary sense of shame or something was wrong with her as an individual. He looked at her condition. He saw her with his perfect understanding of the human condition, and that her condition was chronic and old. Three, he knew that the spirit of infirmity had taken control of her life. He knew that she learned to live within the oppressive sphere of her condition. He knew that this woman had come to identify herself with her condition. He could see the crushing reality that controlled her life. Jesus called to the woman. Imagine the impact of his call to her. Please note that he was not ashamed of her condition. Jesus calls those who are chronically under a spirit of weakness that seeks to destroy their lives. The victims of childhood sexual abuse oftentimes feel completely overcome by the unspeakable acts that they were forced to suffer. The victim of childhood sexual abuse has been completely overcome by the spirit of infirmity to such an extent that she too may identify herself with the infirmity, which may also be chronic. It is the enforced secrecy of the abusive event or events that perpetuates their longevity, often accompanied by threats of a very venal retaliatory nature. It is the fear of unimaginable retaliation that keeps the child victim from telling an authority figure. As polling said long ago, childhood sexual abuse is the abuse of power. The child victim is told that no one would ever believe her if she told of the abusive events. She is therefore forced into a world of disconnection from self and others, a world where trust of oneself and the world has been shattered. The therapeutic intervention of Jesus centered upon a creative speech act that sets her free in this passage. She is set free immediately. Jesus said to her, and mind you, he is the creator of Genesis 1, for whom thought and speech or thought action results in creative power or activity. Jesus said to her, "Woman, you are loosed of your spirit of infirmity." Now notice, she is uniquely identified. And he sets off the infirmity from her identity as a person. He must show her her value as a unique individual who has a condition, not a person who is a condition. That is the wonderful power of the scripture and the wonderful power of the Jesus to point out one's unique identity. What a blessing. Notice, he identified her by gender and by her new condition. After he uses the noun woman, he says, he uses the verb you are. He identifies her with her new condition. You are. Takes her out of the past and places her within the liberating sphere of the powerful Word of God in the present. Victims of childhood sexual abuse oftentimes live in the past within the sphere of the present. This woman had lived in her condition for 18 years. You are is an emphatic statement that the past has been forever suspended and that what has been completely or what had completely overcome this woman now is replaced or superseded by the powerful reality of her new condition. She was loosed of that condition. To be loosed means that one who was formerly bound has been set free. God himself had loosed her out from the stranglehold of the oppressive spirit of infirmity. The powerful Jesus can still set free those who feel or believe that they are worthless or too bad to be helped. He is not ashamed of you. Dear ones who have suffered childhood sexual abuse, give that shame that you have come to live with to the powerful Jesus. He knows your heart. He knows your trepidation or your fear of what it has meant to your life. He is the powerful God who sets us free from the darkness of the past. Woman, you are loosed of your condition is an open invitation from the powerful Jesus to any woman, to any man, to any boy, to any girl, to any child who has been or who is now a victim of sexual abuse. Remember, it wasn't your fault, and you did not deserve the abuse. You did nothing to cause such horrible deeds. If you need someone to pray with you, please refer to our contact page on our website at www.josiahrich.com. God loves you, and he has a great plan for your life. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a great day, and have a transforming day. You deserve it. I will meet with you once again